Ramayana, Act 3, Chapter 13, The Final Battle, Scene 4, Mandodari's Lamentations. The Rakshasas fled panic-stricken in every direction. They shed tears of grief on seeing their lord, Ravan, slain by Ram. The monkeys leaped about, chasing the fleeing Rakshasas, shouting with joy. The sound of drums and other celestial instruments sounded from the sky. Delightful breezes blew on the battlefield, carrying heavenly odors. A dazzling shower of brilliant flowers fell from the sky, covering Ram's chariot. The gods and rishis praised Ram, who stood blazing with splendor. The battle was over. Ram climbed down from the chariot, surrounded by Lakshman, Sugriva, Hanuman, Angada, Jambavan, and Vibhishan, who all praised and cheered him for his incredible feat. And as he gazed upon his brother's dead body, Vibhishan began to lament. "Alas, O my brother, O Ravana, how have you been killed? After displaying your power for a long time, you now lie motionless with your brilliant crown thrown off of your head. The very fate which I predicted has come to pass. Why did you not heed my counsel, which was meant always for your good? Being overcome by lust, greed, and anger, you have met the sure result of harboring these three mortal enemies of the soul. Oh, my brother, now that you have been slain, everything seems void. The sun has fallen to earth. The moon has merged in darkness. Fire does not emit flames, and all energy has become bereft of effort. All of Lanka is now lost. Although shunned by Ravan, Vibhishan had loved his brother and had always desired his welfare. He fell by his side and continued to cry out. Ram approached him and placed his arm around him, consoling him with soft words. "Your brother has died a hero's death. No hero has ever been known to be always victorious. Sooner or later, a warrior will die at the edge of weapons. This is the end sought by all great fighters. Oh, Vibhishan, there is no need to mourn for your brother, for his death surely was glorious." Lakshman also consoled the grief-stricken Vibhishan, telling him spiritual truths. Although Ravan's body had fallen, his soul remained alive. Indeed, having been purified by Ram's weapons and by his death in the battle, Ravan would surely have attained an exalted destination. There was no profit in lamenting over a corpse once the soul has departed. The Bishan should now perform the last rites for his brother, and then assume rulership of Lanka. As Lakshman finished speaking with the Vibhishan, Ravana's wives suddenly appeared on the battlefield. Crying like female elephants, they fell upon their husband's body and bathed him with tears. Dozens of Rakshasis, with their hair and garments in disarray, surrounded the falling Rakshasa. They rolled on the ground and wailed in agony. Ravana's principal wife, Mandodari, was at their head. She swooned upon seeing her husband lying dead on the battlefield. After gaining her senses, she gazed upon his face and lamented loudly, her voice choked with tears. Alas, my lord, how have you fallen at the hands of a man? You who struck terror into the hearts of the gods, Gandharvas, Siddhas, and even great rishis, now you lie killed by a mere mortal who came walking from Mayodhya, a city of humans. But I do not consider Ram to be an ordinary man, for surely he must be Vishnu himself, the sustainer of all the worlds, the unborn, inconceivable, and all-powerful Supreme Person. None other could have laid you so low. O Ravana, although you conquered your senses, winning great boons from your austerities, in the end, you have been conquered by those very same senses. Falling prey to lust, you desired to enjoy the sinless Sita, and by stealing away that godly lady, who was the very emblem of chastity and nobility, you thus brought about destruction on yourself and all of your kinsfolk. Mandodari could not contain her grief. She slumped over Ravana's body and continued to wail in piteous tones. O hero, where have you gone? Where have you gone now, leaving me forlorn? When I was always your devoted servant, why did you long for Sita? Alas, my life is useless, as I could not satisfy my lord. Although we roamed and sported together in every delightful region of heaven, I am now fallen into a fearful ocean of grief. Woe be to the fleeting fortune of kings. Mandodari looked up with tearful eyes and saw Ravana's brother nearby. Here stands the pious Vibhishan. Having ignored his wise advice, you now lay slain. Surely a sinner always reaps the results of that sin in the end, just as the virtuous also receive their results. Your brother will now enjoy royal fortune, while you will be sent to the next world. Mundodiri cried over her husband's body for a long time. Everyone stood by silently, allowing her to vent her grief. Finally, the Rakshasa king's other wives gently lifted her up. They supported her on both sides and led her away, while she continually wailed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.